Yes, morning show at East Coast FM, Wicklow's radio station, as we are delighted to welcome on the air Minister Simon Harris. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Is the assessment, good morning to you, is the assessment of the poll there, have you been building up momentum over the past few months in anticipation that this was going to happen sooner than later?
No, look, I think the people of Wicklow who know me best know that I've never hidden my ambition to serve and my ambition to lead if and when a time came. I can absolutely tell you I was in as much shock and as stunned as anybody else when the Taoiseach shared the news with us on Wednesday morning. And I'm really quite humbled and somewhat overwhelmed by the level of support I've received from colleagues and friends over the following kind of 12 and 24 hours. People I've served in cabinet, senators, councillors, MEPs, group members from across the country, most particularly from my home constituency of Wicklow, and Irish people more broadly. So I'm really, really grateful to people for that support. And I suppose what I say to them this morning, Declan, is if I have the honour to serve, I will give this my all, and I will work day and night at it.
Yep, and thanks for taking the call this morning. I know you're travelling there, a lot of boxes to be ticked, etc. So, with all the contenders gone, I mean, how does that feel? Is that good? That's either nobody wants the job, or they don't feel they're good enough for the job, which is bad for Fine Gael, or they let you go ahead for a year, 9 months, or whatever, and then they'll wait to leap in and maybe have another go.
No, or perhaps they just think that at this moment in time that I'm the right person to lead our party. And I suppose, like I say, the breadth of support I was really very humbled by. I mean, the Fine Gael party, I can absolutely assure you, and much I'm sure to the delight of our critics, we have a lot of energy, we have a lot of people and a lot of talent, and I'm really looking forward to working with people. I'm looking forward to working with our council candidates right across County Wicklow and across Ireland with council elections and European elections shortly. But you know what, most importantly, and I want to say this morning, I'm really conscious of talking on my local radio station. I have no right or mandate to serve in any role in Dáil Éireann without the support of the people of Wicklow. And since 2009, when I ran for the council, 2011, 2016 and 2020, when I ran for the Dáil, on each occasion, the people of Wicklow have given me the honour of representing them. And this morning, the most important thing I want to do is thank sincerely people in County Wicklow for their entrusting their confidence in me, because I'm not a TD without that, let alone potentially a party leader. So I'm a little, you'll understand, it's a lot to take in over the last 24, 48 hours. I'm thinking back to when I was that moody, opinionated 16-year-old teenager in Greystones advocating for better autistic services in our schools. And I'm thinking of the journey that I've come on since then and the journey that I've travelled with people in Wicklow. And this morning, along with the politics, I do just want to sincerely say thank you.
Yeah, there's been a few journeys, I suppose. I mean, there was even talk of Fianna Fáil at one stage.
Well, that gets mentioned from time to time, but I think I've been a member of Fine Gael since 2002 when I was 15 years of age. But it is known that Dick Roach, who was our local Fianna Fáil TD at the time, was very good to me and my family around the time of trying to get better support to people with autism. And I would have repaid that support at the time, and I'm very grateful for what he did. But in fairness, I think I've been in Fine Gael since I was 15. I've been an elected Fine Gael politician on the council since 22, a TD since 24. So I think my Fine Gael credentials are well burnished at this stage.
Okay, and speaking of that, can you clarify the role of Phil Hogan in mentoring you for this position? It's been mentioned in the news this morning.
Oh, no. I mean, like, the reality is Phil Hogan is a good friend of mine. He's a good colleague of mine. Don't think it will come as any surprise to any listener that, of course, I take counsel and advice from lots of people, and Phil would be someone that I touch base with from time to time, and very grateful to him for his friendship. But let's be honest, anybody who thinks that this leadership election was anything but a surprise and a shock to everybody isn't understanding maybe the significance of what happened this week, in the sense of, I don't think anybody envisaged. I saw you on Sunday, I think, Declan. We were sitting on the truck at the reviewing stand in Bray at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. I was sitting there with my daughter, watching a great parade and a celebration of community. There's absolutely no way when I was sitting there on Sunday, I thought by Wednesday the Taoiseach of our country would be stepping down. So it's been a bit of a whirlwind, to put it mildly.
Indeed, and speaking of the family, and I'm sure you've discussed this, and it probably ups a notch, the toxicity. And of course, Kieran Cannon's mentioned one of the reasons he's stepping down, and many people are getting a little bit disillusioned with politics because of the toxicity that's around. You have experienced this yourself at home, but as I say, up a notch, presumably, if and when you become Taoiseach.
Well, look, obviously, taking nothing for granted, the Fine Gael leadership race is still underway and the contest is still open, but I am very conscious, of course, of my family. Very grateful to my wife, Kiva. We have two young children. Saoirse is 5, Killian is 2.5. That'll be my, other jobs will come and go in life. The permanent job I will always have is being a dad, and I take that role very seriously. Of course, this will present, should it arise, new challenges, but I have a very supportive family. I'm lucky to live near the Dáil, and to be able to commute there and back each day is something I very much value. And I look very grateful to my wife and kids for their support, and very, very grateful to my parents as well, Mary and Bart, and my brother Adam and sister Gemma, who have all done so much for me. I'm really, really lucky to have a close-knit family network, and I'm grateful for that. On the point of toxicity, I mean, you're right, I spoke a little bit about this last night, and this is not a partisan point at all, but I do think politics in Ireland, I think the toxicity needs to be taken down a notch, and I hope to lead by example in relation to that. You can disagree with people without being disagreeable. You can make your points without being nasty. And I think all of us need to reflect on how we just tone it down a bit in politics. There's many people who will have very different political views to me. There's many that I'll have very different political views. So let's have our debates, have our discussions. No issue with that. But let's not demonise each other. And I appreciate that anybody who occupies a leadership role has to set that tone. And certainly I'll be conscious of that from day one, if given the opportunity to serve.
Yeah, your head will be pulled in all sorts of directions, particularly with the local and European elections on the way, and the mandate that it runs out in March of next year, whether you decide to go or not, should you be Taoiseach, for the general election. There'll be a lot of considerations there. Against the backdrop of some people will be scrutinising your past performance, maybe Department of Health, the Scoliosis, Children's Hospital, that sort of thing.
Well, I expect absolutely people to scrutinise my performance. That is an absolutely appropriate thing to do. And, I'm not a perfect politician. I'm not a perfect person. I've never met either. What I am is a person who, I hope the people of Wicklow know me to be this, who tries to bring energy, enthusiasm, and I hope honesty to all that I do. My time at the Department of Health was very challenging. I certainly didn't get everything right. But I was there at the start of the COVID pandemic when I did literally work 24/7 to try and provide leadership in our country and to try and reassure people and prepare for that pandemic. I was there when we had a referendum to repeal the Eighth Amendment and respect women's reproductive rights in this country. I did manage to reach out across the aisle and work with the opposition to deliver the Sláintecare care plan and all-party plan. And yes, but absolutely, I was there in challenging times. And did I get everything right? Of course I did not. But I think any fair read of anybody's record needs to be viewed in the round. But I'm very clear. My name is Simon, not the Messiah. I'm a human being. I'm flawed. But what I will do every day is work as hard as I possibly can. And I've obviously held a number of ministries. I was a junior minister in the Department of Finance. I've been the Minister for Health, briefly the Minister for Justice. And I've also established a new department from scratch that I am currently the Minister in, the Department of Further and Higher Education. So there's certainly lots of people to chew on.
Indeed, and you mentioned the reproductive rights there, and there was a journey in that as well, but maybe let's leave that in and continue into the future. Let's look to the future before we finish, and off to your appointments. Any thoughts on anything, reshuffles, and what's going to happen to your extensive social media contributions?
Well, I hope to continue using social media. I mean, I hear all sorts of comments about a TikTok Taoiseach and all this sort of stuff. I mean, I want to assure the people of Wicklow, I use social media to amplify my engagement with the public. I often think it's a very important and direct way of being able to speak with people and listen to people. It's never been what I've used to get elected. I get elected on shoe leather, walking the streets, talking to people, listening to people, more importantly. So I do still see a role for social media. do think there's a big debate around social media at the moment. It's a force for good, and at times it can be a force that can be used for bad. And I do think there's a big policy debate about how that develops. In relation to reshuffles and everything else, I'm nowhere near that arrogant to even begin to contemplate those matters. So I'm not yet the leader of Fine Gael. I'm a candidate to be leader of Fine Gael. Whilst it doesn't look like there will be a contest, the nominations are still open until for another couple of days, and we'll see where that takes us. And if at that stage I become the leader of Fine Gael, I will obviously be quickly moving to thinking of matters of government, working with our coalition partners in Fianna Fáil and the Greens, how we can implement the programme for government, engaging with the Taoiseach and Minister Ryan, and continue to engage with my colleagues. And I have many great colleagues in Fine Gael, and I want to use that time to talk with them.
And finally, the dissatisfaction amongst the opposition that, as you would be the third Taoiseach in this particular term, that there should have been or should be a general election.
Well, look, I look forward to there being a general election in due course. There has to be one, as you rightly say, by next March, because I do think the next election will have a real choice on offer for the Irish people. And I'm looking forward to those debates. I'm looking forward to those hustings. I'm looking forward to getting out and about around the country. But I'm also very clear as to how our democracy works. And the President of Ireland is directly elected by the people of Ireland. The Taoiseach of Ireland is directly elected by the Dáil, the members of Dáil Éireann. So the people of Wicklow elected 5 TDs. Those 5 TDs have a mandate for 5 years. And during that mandate, they get to elect Taoiseach, Minister, approves the Cabinet and the likes. And that is how our constitution works. So governments have changed midterm outside of elections. Taoiseach have changed. Party leaders have changed. And it's not my intention to seek a general election. Currently is my intention, should I be given the honour to serve, to work to deliver for people, to look to... as I say, to tone down the toxicity in Irish politics and to see what we can get done in the programme for government, 3 parties working well together in the months ahead.
Thanks for taking the call this morning.
Thank you so much, Stephen. Good morning.
Thank you to you. Okay. That's Minister Simon Harris there on the telephone, obviously in transit somewhere else. Anyway, no doubt we'll be talking to him again. And it's after April the 9th when it looks like he's going to become Taoiseach. It's the morning show at East Coast FM.